Potentially the most controversial measure given final approval paves the way for rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft to operate legally in the state. It exempts these kinds of firms, which link drivers and passengers with an internet app, from many of the same regulations about insurance and drug testing that apply to taxi operators. But Representative Warren Peterson said the state should not stand in the way of innovation and making money.
Since when is that a problem? When is it evil for somebody to track money? There are people who are doing it for less than the taxi industry and saving the consumer money. When is that a bad thing?
The host of other measures approved on the last day and night were all over the board. For example, one expands the drug optometrists can prescribe, even though they're not medical doctors. Another sets up state regulations of trampoline centers. There also are bills making it a crime to point a laser at an aircraft, making it illegal to put naked pictures of your ex on the internet without permission, and even setting up rules for a silver alert system to notify the public when elderly people are lost. And before adjourning for the year, lawmakers even required state emergency officials to prepare a list of how much food, water, and medication people should have on hand should a solar flare or high-altitude nuclear blast wipe out computer systems across the state. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.